Sweet Afton, Ireland. I didn't know any artists when I was a teenager. My girlfriend kept telling me interesting stories about a friend of her family who was an artist. His name was Ernie. I think he was a Dubliner who lived somewhere in Yorkshire. Ernie became a hero and a role model to us, even though we only had one of his drawings to study. It was a charcoal portrait of my girlfriend's mother. When Ernie and his wife, who was a nurse, visited us in Cambridge, I was quite nervous. At the pub, I offered Ernie a cigarette. He told me that if I wanted to be a great artist, then I should smoke Sweet Aftons. They were from Dundalk, he told me. Flow gently, Sweet Afton, among thy green braes. Flow gently, I'll sing thee a song in thy praise. I bought a pack from Colin Lunn, the tobacconist on King's Parade. Lovely cigarettes in a beautiful primrose yellow box, but really way too dear for art students who could get 10 Dunhills from the machine at the Live and Let Live for 50 pence. Gauloise, France. After school had finished, my girlfriend and I ran away to Paris. I think we were about 16 or 17. We had 100 quid to last us 2 weeks. She had an emergency 100 hidden in her shoe, but only told me about it when we were on the ferry home. We bought cigarettes from Gare Saint-Nazaire. The soft blue packet had a picture of Asterix's hat on it. We smoked them in our room at the Hôtel des Fleurs and watched from the window the snaking queue of Arab men outside a brothel. I smoked Gauloise for a few weeks after returning home, until I lit one at my grandma's house. My father ran to open the window, shouting, "Flaming Nora, what kind of bohemian foreign compost is that?"